We've been listening to a story that, in essence, is a testimony. A testimony is a witness, and it's very valuable. The value of a testimony can never be overstated. Take, for instance, the courts of our land. The testimony of witnesses that forms evidence is so important. A witness, a person who's giving testimony, is one who is telling what he or she knows, and that comes by what has been seen or what has been heard. Time and time again, in the Word of God, the Apostle Paul gave his testimony. He bore witness to what he had seen of the Lord's grace in his life. Mrs. Abernethy has been bearing witness, as that elderly lady that spoke to her, telling of the love of Jesus and telling what the Lord Jesus Christ can do for someone, and especially what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for me, as we have been hearing tonight. I want us for a few minutes to look at one such testimony. It's found in John chapter 1 and verse 45. These are the words. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Here is Philip giving his testimony. Philip became one of the 12 apostles, as did Nathanael. But Philip had just recently encountered the Lord Jesus Christ and had got gloriously saved. And now he wants to reach his friend Nathanael with this message. He wants to tell Nathanael. He wants to give testimony to Nathanael what he had seen and what he had heard. And there are two things in this testimony that I want you to notice. First of all, the assignment that he undertook. Verse 45. Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him. I want you to notice two things about this assignment. There's a task involved. And the task was witnessing to his friend what he had learned of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was bringing great news to him that if he hearkened to it, as Nathanael had hearkened to what he had heard and seen, that would change Nathanael's life entirely. Mrs. Abernethy has been saying tonight how the Lord had saved her, and she's been telling us about that. She has been bearing witness how it changed her life, even as a child. And tonight, my dear friend, if you would listen to that testimony and take it in, and listen to the testimonies that you hear from time to time and take them in, and listen to the Word of God that is being proclaimed and responded to it, your life would change also. That was the task that was involved here. And Christian, perhaps you have been saved for many years, but you have never told anybody. You have never gone to anybody like Philip has gone to Nathanael and said, listen, the Lord has done great things for me. He has saved me. Is it not time that you began to be a witness, to give testimony, to give evidence of what the Lord has done in your life? There was not only the task that was referred to here, and that's noteworthy. There's also the time. Because Philip had just been converted probably the day before. And right away he undertook this assignment. I must tell Nathanael what has happened to me. We heard Mrs. Abernethy speak about her mum there. And her mum was just there somewhere near Bangor or in Bangor, and rang her husband and told him, what has happened? The Lord has saved me. I'm coming home. Saved just maybe a few minutes. And oh, my dear friend, there's a time factor involved. Loved ones, perhaps, certainly acquaintances, but loved ones, lost and undone. Have we ever done a thing to try to get them converted? Have we ever told them what the Lord Jesus Christ could do for their lives? Billy Sunday, we've heard that name of that great evangelist. He witnessed this. He said, I know a Sunday school superintendent And he said that Sunday school superintendent was always trying to get children to come to hear the word of God. And Billy Sunday said that the superintendent of the Sunday school said to him, whenever the superintendent asked a wee lad about coming to Sunday school, and more importantly, would he come to Christ? And he said, do you know, sir, that my parents have never thought of sending me to Sunday school? They've never told me what you're telling me about the love of the Lord Jesus and what the Lord Jesus could do for me. And he said to the superintendent, sir, do you think that they care for me at all? What an indictment on parents. And Christian friend, if you've been saved for a long while and haven't told anybody about the love of Jesus and what he's done for sinners on the cross and what he has done for you, is it not time to start tonight? And then I want you to notice, secondly, not only the assignment that he undertook, but I want you to notice the announcement that he made. Notice verse 45 again. Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him. Now, what he said unto him we look at. But there are two things about this announcement. It concerned a discovery. Notice what he said. He said, we have found him. Who is the him here? Well, the him is the Messiah. The one that had been promised for centuries, the one who could change people's lives and deliver them. And this was news that was going to gladden the heart of Nathanael. It certainly had gladdened the heart of Philip. What a discovery. We have found him. You've heard that tonight, said, standing there at the graveside, a young girl, knowing in her heart of hearts that she was saved. Their sins have been washed away, even as a child. Men and women and older people here who have been on the road a long, long time. And think of the mountain of sin that has built up on a life that has been lived for many years. Yet, the blood of Christ can deal with that. The blood of Christ can cleanse that all away. No matter what the sin is, how wicked and base it has been, or they have been, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. You could have your sins forgiven tonight, and the remainder of your life, for however long it may be. What a transformation. A clean life, a holy life, a life of peace and joy, a life of usefulness to the Lord Jesus Christ. What a discovery you can make tonight that the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, is here in this very room. Call on him. He's after you. Someone has come tonight to tell you about him. You listen to that testimony and think about it. Think about the word of God now. The Lord is here. And he can save you. He can forgive you. And then you can have this tremendous testimony too. You can say to others, I have found him. The altogether lovely one to my soul, the Savior of sinners. It was an announcement of a discovery. And then secondly, I want you to notice the disclosures in the announcements. The disclosure was twofold, or else two disclosures, whatever way you wish to look at it. Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. Moses? 1,500 years before Philip was saying this to Nathanael. And Moses had written the first five books of the Bible, and what he had written by sacrifice, by feast, by the tabernacle, by what he had said, all pointed to the person and work of this Messiah who would come. Listen to what the Lord Jesus said about that in John chapter 5, toward the end of that chapter. The Lord Jesus says in verse 45, do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, you would have believed me. For he wrote of me. Moses wrote. And Philip is saying, hi, Nathanael. We have found him of whom Moses and the prophets did write. take those prophets, think of Isaiah particularly, but other prophets beside. And centuries later, Peter said in the home of Cornelius, to him, to Christ, give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin. What a disclosure. And tonight, my dear friend, go anywhere in the Word of God and you can find Christ. You can find him in prophecy. You can find him in actuality in the gospel messages. You read his life there. You read what he did on the cross when he suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. And you can read about him in the book of the Revelation, about the future when he's coming back again. And you can read about his person expounded in all the epistles and his doings in the book of Acts. The Bible from Genesis to Revelation is filled with Christ. And I would ask you tonight, would you not, like Philip, look for him and say, I have found the Messiah and I am now putting my trust in him? That's one part of the disclosure. Try to imagine Nathaniel hearing this. And Nathaniel is a story in itself. And he is a man worthy of study, his life as we have it there at the end of John 1. But you think of this. Philip, his friend, seeking for him, coming with this great news. All right then, we have found Messiah, or him of whom Moses and the prophets have speak. Where is he? Philip might have said, he's among us today. He's in the land today. He who has been promised for centuries with us now. Who is he? Well, look at the answer that Philip gave. We have found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets did speak, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Now that was a zealous testimony, but it was slightly flawed. The Lord Jesus was not the son of Joseph biologically. He would have been the legal son, but Joseph was not his biological father. The Lord Jesus had no earthly father, but he's the Son of God, the Almighty. And Jesus was not born in Nazareth, though he resided there for many years. He was born in Bethlehem. But even though Philip's knowledge was limited, he loved the Lord. And God blessed his testimony. He went with Philip to Nathanael. And God blessed that testimony. And if you read on down that chapter, you'll see that Nathanael conceded that Jesus was the Son of God and the King of Israel. And it happened because of the testimony that Philip, the new convert, gave. He won another man to Christ. Oh, men and women and girls and boys and young people, tonight, as you have heard this testimony, you've heard the message and song and the solemnity of that, and as you've heard the Word of God, let me, on behalf of the people in this church here tonight, tell you, we have found the Messiah. We have found the Lord Jesus. We have tasted and seen that he is good. He has saved our souls. And we can tell you this, he can save you if you will turn from your sin now and receive him into your heart and life. What's keeping you? You've stayed away too long. Could it be that you get older and older and the Lord spur you all those years, and then whenever life is nearly over and you're so concerned that you want to be saved and you get saved, but it's just like giving the Lord a bunch of old flowers that have lost their fragrance and they're withered and about to be dumped. Yeah, the Lord will take them. But think of what would happen if you were to give him your life now in its full bloom and hand your life over to him and trust him as your Savior. Would you not do it? He's waiting to be gracious to you.